Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to present some information related to breastfeeding practices and weight retention 1 year postpartum, looking at the influences of breastfeeding duration and breastfeeding intensity. Since I have limited time, I'm not going to go through this, but you know there are many benefits to breastfeeding, both for children and mothers. And when it comes to maternal benefits associated with breastfeeding, one of the questions that remains and where you see some mixed finding is related to the effect on weight for mothers. Because of all the many benefits of breastfeeding and to provide guidance, we have these recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics to exclusively breastfeed about 6 months, continue for at least 1 year, and as long thereafter as mutually desired by mother and child. So nearly two-thirds of women in the United States, women of reproductive age, are overweight or obese, and I think that's a pretty shocking statistic. So this is something I'm very interested in, and we know that postpartum weight retention does have the potential to be a risk factor for longer-term maternal obesity. But some research suggests that breastfeeding may reduce postpartum weight retention. There is biologic plausibility for this association. We know that lactation and breastfeeding help expend energy by the mother who breastfeeds. Again, though, this association, the evidence for that is mixed. Some potential reasons for mixed findings include inadequate measures and inadequate data. With regard to maternal weight, sometimes pre-pregnancy weight might be missing. We have the issue of self-reported data and also the timing of when weight gain is measured can be a factor. When it comes to breastfeeding data, we have limited detail often on duration. There's not a lot of information or there's not a lot of information related to exclusivity of breastfeeding. It might just be initiation and duration, but having no exclusivity data is an issue. So I had two study objectives. The first was to examine the association between breastfeeding duration and weight retention at 1 year postpartum, and then to determine if that association was modified by breastfeeding intensity. I used data from the Infant Feeding Practices Study 2, which I may refer to as IFPS2. There's information about this study online if you're interested, but in general, it's a national longitudinal study of mother-infant pairs that were followed from about the third trimester of pregnancy through the first year postpartum, and data were collected nearly monthly. My study sample, I included the following criteria. The mothers had to complete at the 12-month questionnaire. This was 12 months postpartum. And infants were healthy term infants, and they were breastfed, and there were about 1,500 of those. However, just about 476 were excluded for these reasons listed here. But my final sample size was 1,022. My outcome variable is postpartum weight retention, which I'm looking at here as weight retained at 1 year postpartum in pounds. And these are self-reported data in IFPS2. My exposure variable is breastfeeding duration, which I define as the number of months a mother gave any breast milk to her infant. And then my potential modifying variable is breastfeeding intensity, which I have calculated as a mean percentage of the infant's milk feedings that were breast milk in the months that a mother gave any breast milk. From that variable, I further went and categorized it into low intensity, which is less than or equal to 75% of the infant's milk feedings being breast milk, medium intensity, as you can see here, and then a high intensity category, which was all breast milk for the milk feedings. I controlled for these covariates, which I defined in the ways listed here. And we, for our analyses, we looked at some descriptive statistics, and then we also conducted a linear regression, examining again breastfeeding duration at 1 year and postpartum weight retention at 1 year postpartum, and again looking at whether there was effect modification by breastfeeding intensity. These are the characteristics of my sample, and what you may have heard if you've been to other presentations that used IFPS2 data. Even though these data are national, they're not nationally representative necessarily. You can see here mostly white, married, at least some college education. That's not the typical woman in the United States. We have here 28% obese, 28% overweight, 21% obese, and you can see that the mean postpartum weight retention at 1 year in my sample was 3.5 pounds. Mean breastfeeding duration was 9 months, which is fairly long, and median breastfeeding intensity was 96%, so that's quite high. So our first study question is, breastfeeding associated with postpartum weight retention at 1 year. We found that both in the crude and adjusted model, it was associated. Longer breastfeeding duration resulted in lower weight retained at 1 year postpartum. And then looking at the mean weight retained at 1 year postpartum by breastfeeding intensity category, I want to orient you here and show you the light blue line is the 3.5 pounds that I mentioned earlier, which was the mean weight retained at 1 year. You can see there's sort of a dose response here with higher weight retained with the lower and medium intensity categories as opposed to women in the higher intensity category. The second question was, does breastfeeding intensity modify the effect of breastfeeding duration at 1 year postpartum? And here we see for women in the low and medium categories of intensity, there was no association. However, in the high breastfeeding intensity category, and that was those women who all of their infants' milk feedings were breast milk, there was an association. And for each month of breastfeeding, there was a reduction of about 2/3 of a pound in weight retained. Here, you can bear with me one moment. In this graph, I want to give you a concrete example of what this might mean. So in my sample, the average woman was a 30-year-old woman, non-Hispanic white, a married mother with at least some college education, and a high breastfeeding intensity. So that's this sort of white line right here. As she breastfed her child for 12 months at that high intensity, her weight retention then would be reduced by just over 8 pounds. So that's not nothing. There were some limitations to our study. We did have some loss to follow-up. Not everyone remained in the study for the 12 months postpartum. We didn't have any data on physical activity, which is certainly an important factor in postpartum weight retention. And we had limited data on maternal diet. The data are self-reported. And again, as I mentioned, our sample is national, but it's not nationally representative. However, there are several strengths to our study. We use the IFPS2 data, which is a fantastic data source. It's the largest U.S. longitudinal study of mother-infant pairs. There is maternal pre-pregnant and postpartum weight, gestational weight gain data, so it has just a lot of information depending on what questions you're interested in. And it has very detailed infant feeding data from birth through the first year postpartum, including monthly measures of breastfeeding duration and breastfeeding intensity. In summary, both breastfeeding duration and intensity are important to examine when assessing associations between breastfeeding and postpartum weight retention. And we found that the modification of the breastfeeding duration and postpartum weight retention relationship was evident solely for those mothers whose breastfeeding intensity was 100%, so they gave their children only human milk. This leads us to make some recommendations. So for researchers, if you do research on breastfeeding or if you're creating a study, make sure that you're capturing data on breastfeeding intensity, not just duration. For health providers, you know, it's very important that they give evidence-based information to mothers. And from our study, we would probably want to make the recommendation that they encourage mothers to follow the breastfeeding guidelines. These are mothers that are breastfeeding for 6 months exclusively, and then they continue to provide only breast milk as the milk source for their infant for at least 1 year. With regard to decision makers, we believe it's important to support women by implementing environmental and policy supports that enable women to meet their personal breastfeeding goals, certainly, and to meet the breastfeeding guidelines. Without it, it's quite a challenge for mothers. And in the end, it will result in improving, the improvement in breastfeeding practices will help improve maternal and child health and may reduce risk of maternal obesity. And we know that we need to do more research in this area. I want to acknowledge Kelly Scanlon from CDC and Sarah Fine from FDA, collaborators on this study, along with my co-author, Andrea Sharma. Thank you.